Well, if you're out there playing golf or you've got dogs, they're all over dogs these days. Ticks all around us. What do we do about it? WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath is the man we call in. Mike, what can we do about ticks?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. This is the time of year to get on top of them. Every time I found a tick attached to myself, it's been earlier in the season than I thought I had to worry about it. So it's been a month now since I went out into my landscape and spread my tick tubes. These are the most amazing invention ever. They're just little cardboard tubes loaded with cotton balls soaked with permethrin, which is a pesticide that's deadly to ticks. But it's all on the cotton balls. You spread it around your landscape. Mice come and take the cotton balls to use as bedding. And that completely breaks the cycle, because even the so-called deer tick may often never see a deer. But every one of these bloodsuckers spends part of its life on the white-footed field mouse. So you actually get the mice to line their nests with tick-killing wallpaper.
Well, that's nice. It doesn't sound like it'd be too good for your family pet, though.
It's not safe for cats. Permethrin is very dangerous for cats, but cats aren't going to go eating these cotton balls that you drop in brushy areas. Mm-hmm. Permethrin in much higher doses is actually used directly on dogs as a flea and tick treatment. Mm. But of course, if you have pets and you're concerned, talk to your vet. But then if you have a curious dog, just spread the tubes when they're inside and they can't see you, so they don't think it's a game.
Now, it isn't just what's out there in the way of what's crawling around, but what is bursting through the ground and growing aplenty this time of year, those dandelions. What do we do about them?
Free flowers. You're complaining. Free for Mother's Day.
He's such
you collect
a cheapskate.
You make a beautiful bouquet.
And he speaks French.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, thanks for the help. Mike, now,
what do you do about the dandelions?
Well, you have many choices. You can flame weed the flowers before they go to puffballs. You can flame weed them after so the seeds won't germinate.
What is flame weed?
There's a great tool from Lee Valley Tools called the water weeder that pops them up right out of the ground.
Are you actually lighting them on fire when you say flame weed?
Yes, when they have puffballs on top and you hit them with the flame weeder, you get little munchkin fireworks. Those seeds blow up in like tons of little colors. It's a very exciting way to spend an afternoon.
Even at your age, you shouldn't be allowed to play with fire, Mike McGrath. I don't think this is a good combination.
Especially at my age.
WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.